This is Living Today, Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. This is definitely my favorite time of day when we gather together and learn something new. You know, when I first met Martha and we were talking about the show, and I said, you know, when you decorate your house, and she completely agreed, and Martha, I learned so much from her every single day, that when you change a room, you literally, so to speak, change the DNA of the environment, the vibrations, the feel, and the look. It affects other parts of your life. And no one knows that better than Martha herself and my next friend who is here on Living Today right now, the owner and lead designer of Interiors by Sandra Espinay. Welcome back to Living Today. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Mario. Thanks for having me back on. It's great to be here in New York.
Well, it's always great to visit with you. We learn so much from you and gather so much inspiration. But first, tell us a little bit about Interiors by Sandra Espinay.
Interiors by Sandra Espinay is a high-end interior design firm, and we're located in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and we also do a lot of work in Los Angeles.
So happy Cinco de Mayo to you as well.
Thank you. To you, too.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Gracias.
And you are, of course, extremely well-traveled.
Yes.
And when you travel, and you're here to tell us about staycations and how we can bring the inspiration home with us, whether it's the Zen feel or whatever feel we are after, that when we travel, that we can bring it home with us.
Absolutely. Sometimes you go to fabulous locations and you might stay in an amazing room and you want to bring back a little bit of that Zen feeling or that fabulous holiday back home. It's very easy to do.
And what is the first step you as a designer take when you go somewhere and you say there's an element there?
I'm always inspired by travel, and there's elements everywhere. Everywhere you go, if you're looking, you will find it. So it's very easy if you look into a beautiful hotel room or just look out the window to nature, to the ocean or a mountain, you'll find inspiration.
I know that when we travel, one of the most wonderful things that I experience is the greenery.
Yes.
The way the light is used, and sometimes the minimalism. And I think, ooh, when I get home, I should minimalize a little bit.
Absolutely, and you will definitely get that if you travel east. Anything in Asia is more minimalistic than in Europe, where things tend to be over-decorated, which is the style. But if you go to places like Bali, they're very simple, clean-lined, and the rooms have less stuff in it.
So what first step can we take to make our home feel more like a getaway?
Well, it depends which getaway. Let's go with
okay.
The east like you're talking about, and that's a very simple, minimalistic look. Let's say you would get rid of some of your clutter. So if you're being inspired by the Asian look and the simplicity and the Zen, let's clean up the room. Let's start with something that doesn't cost any money.
Are there some times when we don't see it as clutter ourselves? We see it as design upon design or a lot of items grouped together. What is your rule for minimalizing clutter but keeping some of our items that we treasure still with us?
Well, if your friends walk into your room and they can't find a place to sit, that's clutter.
Okay.
If they
whether it's designer or not.
Yes.
Okay.
If they can't, they're just pushing things over, that's clutter. Time to clean the place up. If they walk in and they go, wow, that's really cool, where did you get it? That's probably part of your design element and it means something to you.
When it becomes a conversation piece?
It becomes a conversation piece and it looks great in the room.
So let's talk about, say, a Caribbean getaway.
Oh, Caribbean getaway. I love those. I was recently in Turks and Caicos, loved it. And everything was very natural and flowy and light-colored, beach-inspired, of course, because Turks and Caicos has lovely water, very turquoisey. So bringing that home, you could do that very easily by changing the sheets, all white, no pattern, or simply applying some of the aquamarine color, the light aquas, to a bathroom wall.
So not by making major furniture changes, which is, of course, depending on your pocketbook, something that
Correct.
We have to take into consideration. Say, for example, if Naomi or Chris or myself or someone listening to Living Today looks at our bedroom and would say, like, for example, I have dark blue comforter. What would Sandra Espinay say?
If you're thinking about the beach getaway, I would say, let's just change it to all white. Let's freshen it up and make it simple and white.
White, and which you look gorgeous in right
Thank
now. You're
you.
Wearing all white. Is that one color that really calls to you?
Well, I like white because it matches everything and it's a fresh color. But I'm wearing white today because it's raining outside and I thought, well, let's brighten things up.
I like that. So you go sort of contrasting
yes.
with what's going on. So, for example, in our bedroom, you would introduce an all white decor for the bed.
Yes.
What else would you do?
Well, the good thing about all white is if you change your mind, if you have throw pillows in any color, Just easy. You change the throw pillows out and they match anything.
You've already inspired me.
There you go.
Because I have some huge different shaped satin throw pillows in jewel tones.
Great.
So with white,
they stand out and they're going to be very vibrant. Yet in 2 weeks, if you wake up and you want a different look, all you have to do is change the throw pillows.
Excellent. Now, when we're moving to different parts of our home, how else would you introduce the feel, the atmosphere of, say, a poolside Caribbean getaway?
Poolside. Never forget about the outside. Bring it in. So if you have a lot of junk outside, lawnmowers, things sitting outside, clean that up. You can do it really easily by buying an outdoor cabana. They sell them everywhere. They have pretty little curtains. And set up an eating area outside. Bring the inside out.
So elements that you have inside, you could literally, if they're weatherproof, if they're go in a cabana, you can do so.
Absolutely. And you can eat outside and enjoy yourself naturally.
Questions? For Sandra Espinay, owner and lead designer of Interiors by Sandra Espinay, 866-675-6675. If you have a design question, feel free to give me a call, 866-675-6675. What about the colors and fabrics that other than white as well that you like to use that inspire you?
Oh, I've used every single color from red to black to white. It really is a preference on what you like and what you're trying to do with your interior. So I really wouldn't say that I have a preference for colors. What are we going to do with that color?
Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, the presence in our homes of electronics is something it's just a given. How do you streamline, say if you're going for a Zen retreat feeling, yet you have a large screen TV and your theater sound system and all that, how do you blend them all so they're still present, but not, say, the first thing that you and your guests see?
On a higher end, you can do a built-in and completely customize it and make it disappear, make it seem like you just said, like a media room. If you can't afford to go in and do a whole built-in, maybe you have a piece of furniture that you can put everything inside of, some sort of a cabinet where you can hide everything until you're ready to use it. A lot of people have iPod players now, and you don't want to just leave everything laying around, so you can stick it inside the cabinet when you need it, pull it out.
And then you would just see the design element of the cabinet itself.
Correct.
Lending itself to the look that you are going to establish. Sandra Espinay is taking your calls, 866-675-6675. Visit SandraEspinay.com. That's Sandra, ESPINET.com. In a moment, how to create a Zen retreat feeling. Call me with your design questions, 866-675-6675. Welcome back to Living Today. The amazing Sandra Espinay is here, and you'll meet her again on Facebook. Can I take a picture of Facebook?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook.
Are we going to be Facebook friends?
Yes, I'm going to Facebook you when I get home.
Absolutely. And then you'll meet Sandra and learn all about SandraEspinay.com. This esteemed decorator, owner, and lead designer of Interiors by Sandra Espinay is here to take your calls. In a moment, we'll talk about creating a Zen retreat feeling. But first of all, Sandra, we'd love for you to meet Adina in Evergreen, Colorado, who has a question for you.
Hi, Adina. How are you?
Hi, it's nice to hear you again. I live in Evergreen, like I said, and I really enjoy the Asian feel, and I feel like I love yoga, and I like to have some of that in my home, but I also am challenged because I live out west, and so I have some of those decorating elements to incorporate. Do you have any suggestions on combining those?
Well, it depends on your architecture. I don't know how Western you're talking. If it's a log house, you may not be able to go Asian. But sometimes you have to ignore what everybody else is doing and do what's best for you. So if you like Asian, I would say go for it. Clean up the house. Let's zen it up.
Great. So what about, like, if you have my house isn't like a log cabin, but there are some log feeling, you know, some aspects to that. Do you have any other suggestions as far as how to incorporate that?
Well, maybe you can do it through color. Maybe you can go with the black, red, and whites that are typically Asian colors and use the color to create the feel versus the actual Asian pieces, which may not look so good with log cabin feeling.
So the color would carry it through.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Adina,
Bye.
For your call. And also, Sandra, you were so gracious to bring along something really special. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a small gift for you, Mario.
Well, thank you.
This is just the first product from my design line, and it's a candle.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first, I have to tell you, the box itself is gorgeous.
Thank you. Tell us
about the design elements that went into that.
Well, it's white. We were speaking about white earlier. I really like the color, but You have to open it and you have to smell it. It really smells yummy.
I'm also photographing it so you can see it later. I'm unwrapping. It's in glossy white. Remember the frosting that's really glossy and white that we used to remember with that whipped frosting? It looks like that. It's that color.
It's yummy.
Yummy with gold filigree in the front. And I'm removing the candle right now.
Tell us
about the scent.
Well, it's a floral scent. I tend to think of myself as a little bit girly, so when I was creating with the manufacturer, the scent, we mixed two flowers together, and that's how we came up with it. Doesn't smell good.
The scent is heavenly.
I know.
What is this called?
Well, we didn't give it a scent. It's just Sandra Espinay. So Santa Sandra.
Santa Sandra.
There you go.
Works for me. It is floral. It is just absolutely
and
gorgeous and soft at the same time. And tell us how we can find out more about it.
On the website, if you go onto sandraespinay.com and you go to Sandra Espinay Home Couture, you'll see it right there on the website.
I'm going to leave it uncovered because the scent is so amazing.
Great.
And we will be enjoying it right now. Tell us about the role, the importance of scent, of light, of the intangibles when you're decorating.
Oh, it's very, very important because scent, aromatherapy, when someone walks into a room, I don't care how pretty it is, if it smells funny, like if someone's been smoking or it's a very strong scent, you won't like the room. You'll remember it and associate the smell with it. So I think when we present homes, new homes to a client, we always have good smelling things in it, be it candles like this or, food, cookies, that also helps the client remember the first day they got their lovely home, the scent.
What about sound when
you're
decorating?
Sound, very important also. You don't want something rambunctious and too crazy. And I think sound is also indicative. This is why hotels now seem to all have their own CD, kind of like the Buddha bars or the cost hotels, because sound is important when you walk into a room.
Sound, can you also create the Zen retreat feel by sounds that incorporate, and which are some of your favorites?
Well, I did it at my house with a waterfall. My living room doors, they're sliding doors, they open up onto a waterfall, and it creates a lovely, soothing sound.
And, you know, also you can do that if you're trying to create that in an urban environment in your home as well. Sandra, you and I are made for each other because I have a miniature waterfall in my house surrounded by plants, and then I have another brass fountain. I have two fountains, and the sound when my guests arrive, they say, I feel like it's raining. It's a fountain. What is that? I said, I have two fountains. It changes the feel,
yeah,
the relaxation level.
It softens everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to our last caller, she was asking about something Asian in her home. That might be an easy element to add in because I know they sell fountains that are already prepackaged that all you have to do is plug it in.
That's what I got.
Yes, and so maybe that would help her also.
The one that I got actually looks like a little waterfall with a rock outcropping. I could pick it up in my hands, and it's two levels, and it just pours burbling water down the levels, and it does create that atmosphere, as you are suggesting, Sandra, which is the Zen Buddhist feel.
Yes.
And it's almost like the water is softly chanting in a way.
Yes. And on a higher level, if you can afford a home right on the beach, then you have that sound also.
The ultimate.
That's the ultimate.
Illumination, your thoughts on illumination, both natural and man-made.
Absolutely. Lighting is very important. There's nothing worse than walking into a room that's all fluorescent lit and you look kind of green and sick. So lighting, you need incandescent lighting as well as natural lighting. They need to be mixed and very important.
You say mixed.
Yes, and that's the best reading light is if you can mix a little bit of natural light with a lamp with incandescent, then you have the best possible reading light.
What do you feel is a good ratio, depending, of course, on the size of your living space, of lamps and placements of those lamps, factoring in what I like in particular, too, is uplighting from the ground up.
Oh, yeah, uplighting is great, and these things have to be thought out in advance. But I don't know if there's a ratio, but everybody sees light a little different. But in general, walking into something too dark tends to be like a nightclub, so you want to have options because you have different moods and different times of the day. So you want to have options, turn it brighter, or if you're having a dinner party, turn the lights down, which is why dimmers are so important.
And let's talk about candlelight, which I think is the most flattering light on the planet. Placement of candles, and in particular the candles that you produce.
Thank you. Yes, candles can change the feel of a room. If you're having a dinner party, just light candles instead of having the lights on. Very beautiful. It creates a great atmosphere. And it's very memorable. It's an old world feeling that's very just today.
Do you work, Sandra, with candles on various levels or on one level? How do you like to work with candles?
Any kind of candles. In Mexico, they have great, huge candles. They're about 3 feet in diameter, sometimes 4 feet tall.
My goodness.
And you can get them in different sizes, and you put them in a corner in a patio, and you light them up at night, and they look incredible. They also have them in Morocco. When I was in Morocco, they do that a lot, too. They just pour big containers of wax, and then they have a candle, and it's very atmospheric.
For those of us who are listening, of course, you can find her at SandraEspinay.com. Sandra Espinay, owner and lead designer of Interiors by Sandra Espinay. But when you walk into someone's room, depending on whether it's an apartment or a house, what is one change we can look at right now where we live that we can make to create the sort of the Sandra Espinay feel?
Well, the first thing, just like when I started the show, was mess. If the easiest way to get a room going is let's clean it up. That's a great spring cleaning. Clean it up a little bit. Make it simpler.
And start from there.
Start from there.
And what about our inner voice? Where do we find, like, say, you found your inner voice for decorating. What inspirations, what do we reach out to so we get our own inner inspiration?
Let's see. You can find your inner inspiration in design, in basically in color. Because if you're in a room that you enjoy the color, I think you will relax and you'll feel good. So you said you like blues and browns. You tend to go towards those colors. That works great for you. Someone who is looking for a little peace may want to go towards the whites or the creams. So really, everybody has to choose something that works for them.
To find out more, Sandra Espinay, E-S-P-I-N-E-T, SandraEspinay.com. Thank you for the beautiful gift.
You're very welcome.
And tell us, you can find these where?
On the website, SandraEspinay.com. Go into the section, Home Couture.
Come and see us soon.
Thank you.
Thank you again. This is Martha Stewart, Living Radio, Sirius 112, XM 157. You'll see Sandra later on Facebook as well. I'm Mario Bosquez. This is Living Today, Martha Stewart, Living Radio. We'll be back with your wedding inspirations. Keep it here.